Awesome. All right. Well, congratulations on your first win in the Truck Series. Can you walk us through a little bit about tonight? And I know it was rain shortened, but maybe how that played into your strategy?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I didn't even think it was going to rain at the beginning. And I even asked if that was an option. I never got told it was going to rain. So just played out the first stage. We were pretty tight. My teammates were pretty good, and clean air was really big. Came to pit, and a bunch of people took two. We got four, and I feel like that was huge for us, because people stayed out on old tires, and I could really fire off on that. And then we had back-to-back restarts there at the beginning of stage two, and was able to go three wide and then just be really aggressive where I needed to be there at the beginning. And then I was really tight. Once we got rolling, I was chattering the fronts, but clean air is king in these trucks. So honestly, I think the restarts is what did it for me tonight. I've been trying to be really good at restarts, and I think that just comes from the off-road stuff, just having to be so aggressive in short races. So just hats off to my guys for giving me a truck that I could drive and be aggressive with and make moves that I want to, where we struggled with that at the beginning of the year. So trucks are coming around. GMS Fab Shop's doing awesome, getting trucks back to us, and I feel like we're just picking up momentum. And I think you saw that with all of our trucks tonight. Zane did really good, Brett was good, Tyler was also fast. So just us as an organization, I think we're getting better and better, and we got really good tracks coming up for us.
All right. Well, we are now going to open up the floor for questions from the media. As a reminder, if you have a question, just click the participants tab and raise your hand. We're going to kick it off with Sterling Siemens. Go ahead, Sterling.
First of all, Sheldon, congrats on the win tonight. A couple of questions. The first one, I can't imagine what it must be like to be a driver getting their first win during this time, especially tonight. The first career win in a rain-shortened event during a pandemic. I mean, I've just got to ask, what's the mood like for you to win tonight?
I mean, it's different. I got to be honest. It wasn't like the first ARCA win where you had no fans in the stands and finished the race, or just everything. Like, this is just an odd first win. I mean, I've thrown plenty away, so I always said I'll be good rather than have luck, and everyone's always opposite. So tonight I'll take the luck, and it being ended early. But yeah, I mean, it's odd. Probably not getting all the emotion, all the excitement, but just really happy for my guys. They deserve this more than anyone. They work really hard in the shop, and different schedules and just everything that's going on. It's harder to get parts and just everything. It's just a totally different world right now. So I miss the fans. I miss the normal schedules. I miss practice. I miss everything about it. It's fun having no practice, but just the confidence you have going into the race when you do get it, and just qualifying and all that. That's all stuff I enjoy. And my grandpa actually called me this morning, and he's like, "Hey man, just enjoy the ride." And that's really hard to do. I started thinking about that today, and I put so much pressure on myself to win, and I have 37 truck starts today and finally got a win. So I put a lot of pressure on myself, and it's hard to enjoy, honestly, when you feel like you should be doing better than you have. So definitely going to enjoy it tonight.
And a quick follow-up. You talked about how important this is for your team. Considering last year was your rookie year, it was kind of just getting acclimated to GMS racing and driving full-time in the trucks. We've seen some great speed out of your team, out of that two truck this path, really just this whole season. What can you say about just how much progress has been made between you and also Jeff Stankiewicz, your crew chief, and the rest of the two team?
I mean, yeah, I think it started up in the fab shop. Honestly, I think just everyone back at the shop made good changes over the off season, and we came in this year and Goodyear threw a spike at us with new tires, and I don't think we were prepared for that at all. And last year the trucks were easy to drive and they drove good, but I feel like we struggled with speed, and now they're a handful, but they're fast. So it's what do you want? I'll take the handful and it to be fast. And that's the balance right now, where you have to be fast, but then they have to drive good after 10 laps, you know, and we've struggled with that this year. Where Homestead, we were wrecking loose. Vegas, we were extremely loose. Atlanta, even just, I mean, yeah, we'd run 6th to 10th. We'd be there on restarts, but it's just a handful, and it was really hard to drive after a few laps. So, yeah, I mean, I think it just started. It started in the fab shop, and then our guys got the trucks and just do a really good job putting them together and just different setups. And I mean, me, Sam, and Jeff have sat on the phone for hours over the last few weeks. Just, I mean, what can we do, or what do I need in the truck? And no practice deal again, that makes it so hard because we can't go try stuff, right? We're shooting in the dark, hoping it's going to go fast. So the last two weekends, the guys have done a really great job and give me a really good truck. So
thanks, Sheldon. Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Sheldon, how did you find out that you won? Were you standing with your team, or can you kind of take us through that?
I was sitting in the hauler, just in the lounge, and I was actually talking to Jeff about what the truck was doing. I didn't want to jinx it, right? So I was talking about if we were going back green and what I was going to need to be better and not be so tight. And so we were talking about that, and I'm getting texts, and Jeff's getting texts, and I was like, I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to assume anything. And then they finally called it. So honestly, just real calm. Just got a big smile, honestly, and it's I don't think it's set in, honestly, but I can't wait till I can come back out here and I know get the real checkered flag.
And I'm just curious, have you ever won a rain shortened race before, like in anything, in any past racing?
No, I've won a rain race in a TA2 car, but never rain shortened.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and our next question will come from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Sheldon, good to talk to you again. It has been an interesting career for you. Just a few years ago, you were running super trucks and stadium super trucks and Trans Am cars on street courses and road courses all over the country and all over the world for that matter. But what has it been like, the journey for you to get here? Because you went from off-road to stock cars in a period of 5 years. Talk about that journey and what it's been like for you.
It's been fun. It's been extremely challenging, though. This has by far been the hardest first win I've ever had to fight for. And ARCA was too. I think just asphalt in general, coming from short course off-road where it's so aggressive and we're racing for 15 laps, so it's all you can get the whole time. And then you come to this and, you know, the truck might not be right or the car not be right. And the off-road stuff, you just drive it harder. You just try to get everything you can out of it. And this thing, you drive it harder, you go slower. So that's been big, just learning that. And there's so many things. It's so mental nowadays. I think I heard that from Kevin Harvick recently, and I like felt what he was saying. It's so mental. Where do I go here? If this guy goes high and this guy goes low, do I split their air? It's so hard nowadays, and it's so much dependent on aero. So just so much to learn. I still learn every time I get in the race car. And from last year to this year, I've just been trying to minimize mistakes, finish the laps, be there. And I think I heard something, we're the only ones to finish all the laps in the last 15 races. So that's something to be proud of. And I don't know, just working on myself. And I owe a lot of that to Josh Wise and Brett Moffitt, just working with them a lot. And just thinking about it more, honestly, not just trying to be the badass out there and go as fast as I can, just thinking about it and giving some to get some.
Yeah. I also wanted to ask, I've been asking a lot of truck drivers this in the past few weeks. I know you just said this kind of earlier, but practice and qualifying, do you want it back, or where do you stand on that?
I want it back. Yeah. I think qualifying is cool just because, I mean, you go out there and you put it all on the line for a lap, right? And if your truck's good, if it's trimmed out enough, and I think that goes back to driver and crew chief, you know, how trimmed out can you drive it, and how much does your crew chief trust you, right? So I love the qualifying aspect of things. I think practice can be shorter. I mean, a lot of time we only get an hour or two, just depending on what tracks, but I don't know. I think 45 minutes of practice. I think ARCA got an hour earlier today.
Yeah.
which, I mean, you can make plenty of runs in an hour. You can make 6, 7, 8 runs in an hour, even more than that if you're doing quick stuff. So, and if your car's good. But I mean, 45-minute practices, 30, I don't know, go shake it down. And if you're off, you know, throw the toolbox at it. I think that's cool. And I think it's making the shop even more important. It's making those guys really have to run their simulators, and it's putting a lot of pressure on our engineers to know the travels and everything, you know, because the first time I hit the track is green. So it's fun, but yeah, I would like practice back, but I mean, it can be short.
All right. Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
All right. And our next question will come from Adam Fenwick. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Sheldon, you kind of hinted at this a minute ago, but you know, this is probably not the way you envision getting your first victory in the truck series, you know, with a rain shortened race, but does this take some of the pressure off of you knowing that you've got that first win in your back pocket and you can focus on getting more now?
Yeah. Now the problem is I'm in it for the points. So now I'm going to start thinking about it like that. And I think we're second in points now, I want to say, and that should put us second in playoff points. I'm not really sure. But I mean, we're going to do all like we can to score as many playoff points as we can. And, get that regular season championship. I know we're a little ways back, but just got to keep being consistent and running up front. And yeah, I mean, it'll take a little bit of pressure off, but now I'm going to throw that pressure on my shoulders. So.
Thank you.
All right. And our final question for Sheldon will come from Ashley McCubbin with Popular Speed. Go ahead, Ashley.
We've seen the speed out of GMS Racing so far this season. Do you guys feel that right now you're the team to beat?
That's a hard question. I think it depends what weekend. It depends what racetracks we're going to. I mean, KBM's always strong, right? You got the HRE truck that is extremely fast everywhere we go. And ThorSport's strong. And they were good tonight. I think we are a very good team, but I'm not going to say we're the best every weekend, right? I mean, nobody is. We can always be better. So. I think GMS is doing a really great job right now and we're making our trucks better and everyone's working together really well and all the teams are getting along. So I think that's what we need. I mean, all of us drivers are buddies. So, I mean, we all share information cause we all want to do better, right? I thought it was really cool in the first stage, all four of us, besides the 24, we're running top four. And I thought that was really cool for the company. And I wish we could have finished stage one like that, but, yeah, I think GMS doing a great job, and I think we're making leaps and bounds on the guys that we felt were better than us.
We've seen the schedule released for July and August. What track are you most likely seeing as the possible site for win number two?
Man, Texas, right? Next weekend. I'd love to do that, and I love Kansas. The doubleheader is going to be awesome for us. I was a little bummed to see Daytona Road Course. I really wanted to go to, like, Road America with Xfinity. Or just something a little more, I don't know, somewhere I guess I've been to where I've never been there, but I think it's going to be fun. I think there's going to be a lot of passing opportunities and it's going to be really difficult because it's so flat. So that'll be a challenge. Michigan's always good to me. Are we going to Dover? Did they schedule Dover? Yeah, so excited for Dover. I love that place. So good tracks coming for our organization.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Sheldon. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. Congratulations on the win, and we will see you next weekend at Texas Motor Speedway.
Thank you, guys.
All right. And to the media, we will be joined shortly here by the crew chief. So just a couple more minutes, and we'll get started.